Monday is the grand opening for Basalt's Roaring Fork Apartments. There are 56 of them, brand new, next to the bus stop on Highway 82 by Stubby's. And they're affordable. Some tenants are paying around $500 a month. The developer is still profiting, thanks to savviness, tax credits, and maybe a little luck. Lisa Chudy loves her new apartment, especially the patio.
And I can hear the water. I love listening to the river at night when I sleep.
She's lived in the Valley since the 1980s and has mostly worked at restaurants.
I've worked at Little Annie's, the Red Onion, the Golden Horn.
Right now, she works at Two Rivers Cafe in Basalt. If she hadn't secured a spot in the Roaring Fork Apartments, Chudy might have left Colorado altogether.
I was thinking about Prescott, Arizona.
Scott Knickerbocker rents an apartment on the opposite side of the building, around the main lobby and down the hall from the elevator. He was also thinking about leaving the Valley before landing his current place.
I was planning on going back home to Minnesota.
He works construction and is tired of living with four or five other people.
I'm old enough where I don't need to have that dorm room, Animal House stuff. I'm done with that.
Knickerbocker pays around $500 each month in rent. Even though that doesn't include utilities, he's very happy with that price. More than 200 people applied to live in the Roaring Fork Apartments. They sent tax returns and pay stubs to verify their credit and income. The developer, Real America Development, gave preference to people who work in Basalt. Jeff Ryan is the company's vice president of development.
We specialize in doing affordable housing for low and moderate income people.
They're based in Indiana. Their CEO, a woman named Rhonda Waybright, comes here to ski, and she can't help but notice just how desperately people need housing. In 2014, Real America decided to take the problem on. They bought 3/4 of an acre next to Stubby's, where there was already a foundation, the remnants of a condo hotel project that didn't survive the recession. Then the company set about financing the project, and this is really where the cheap rents come from. They applied for what are called rental housing tax credits. Jeff Ryan of Real America says the IRS gives these out sparingly.
Every state gets them, and they're basically a commodity.
Developers who build affordable housing in Colorado want these tax credits, and they're hard to get.
Only 1/4 to 1/3 of the developments that apply for the tax credits actually get funded.
It took Real America 2 tries before getting $1.1 million in annual tax credits for 10 years. And once they got them, they sold them. The buyer essentially purchased a decade worth of tax breaks. Real America used the money to pay for a big chunk of their project right out of the gate, and therefore didn't have to take out a huge loan in the form of a mortgage. The smaller the mortgage, the cheaper the rent they can charge and still make money. Some in the business of affordable housing say this project is a slam dunk.
The fact that it took a site that was abandoned, basically, and reused it, and reused the foundation is incredible.
Mike Kozdrowski is the executive director of the Aspen-Pitkin County Housing Authority, or APCHA. Real America was dealt a pretty good hand, he says. After all, they found property with a foundation already on it. But they played their hand well, Kozdrowski says.
I wouldn't say it's all luck. I think they were smart.
For example, Real America asked APCHA to partner in the project. APCHA's support, Kozdrowski thinks, helped Real America earn those coveted tax credits. The model of a private developer financing affordable housing using tax credits is a good one, Kozdrowski thinks.
I think it can be used in specific cases to supplement the demand.
But it's no silver bullet. Land is too expensive here, the tax credits too competitive. Nonetheless, around 100 people have a new place to live in Basalt. Some can now walk to work, and at least 2 are staying in their community, despite the strong forces working against them. Wyatt Orm, Aspen Public Radio News.